Hello, welcome to Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday, where all your questions for your primary care doctor are answered. Our goal is to help our listeners make their wellness a priority and live out long, enjoyable, and fulfilling lives.
Hello, hello, everybody. How are you? Welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Dr. Uday. For those of you that don't know me, I am a board-certified family medicine physician. I'm based in Martinsburg, West Virginia. I am coming in today to talk to you about lowering your blood pressure. So just a little bit about me. I'm based in Martinsburg, West Virginia. I own a primary care practice named Apple Valley Family Medicine, and I also work in the aesthetic arena. I own an aesthetic practice, Apple Valley Body Rejuvenation and Laser Treatment. My goal is not only to have my patients feeling good, but looking good. The purpose of the video, as I earlier alluded, is to talk about blood pressure. I treat a lot of patients that have issues with blood pressure that stays high. So I thought I would come on and give a few tips and tricks on what you can do to lower or keep your blood pressure in a good place. One of the top things that affects whether you have high blood pressure or not is genetics. So some people, it runs in the family. So in my family, we have a history of high blood pressure, a strong history actually. So all these tips that I'm telling you, I practice them myself. So genetics is one. That is something obviously you don't really have any control over, but it's something obviously to know about. The other one is being overweight. Being overweight does affect your blood pressure. The other one is anxiety and stress, and actually and pain. So when I have a patient that is stressed out, you know, either a stressful job or a home situation is stressful, or they have, you know, they've been through some trauma, or they're having aches and pains and they're in a lot of pain, their blood pressure does go up. Now, in those situations, if the stress comes down and the pain comes down or is treated, their blood pressure does get better. But as you know, sometimes you have stress that is on for long periods of time, you know, for example, a stressful job. So if you're in a high stress situation all the time, that certainly can affect your blood pressure. So I always talk to patients about that. The other one is salt intake. The other one is alcohol intake. If there's an issue with a lot of alcohol, that can affect your blood pressure. So to kind of reverse that, a lot of the things I'm talking to you about right now are the things I tell patients that are concerned about their blood pressure. So obviously, if there is something going on, you know, you had some sort of trauma or you're having pain, then that needs to be taken care of. Because that will affect the blood pressure. If you're overweight, then we want to go into talking about ways to, you know, get your weight down, eat healthier, exercise, all the healthy preventative things that you can do. The other one is, you know, if you take in a lot of salt, then you want to minimize your salt intake. And then, you know, the other thing is alcohol. If you drink a lot, you know, a lot of alcohol, I usually say, for example, something like wine, it would be, you know, a glass, approximately a glass a day would be fine. But you want to, you know, keep it in a reasonable range. The other things, and so what you find is a lot of the things that a lot of people hear about, eating health, high in protein, fresh foods, vegetables, minimizing starch, eating the good carbohydrates, and drinking lots of water, you know, making sure that you're minimizing your stress, making sure you're sleeping. All those things affect a lot of different things, and it would even include something as basic as your blood pressure. So I hope this video was helpful to you. If you have somebody that could benefit, please share it. If you're looking for a primary care doctor, certainly we'll be more than happy to help you. You can give us a call at 304-350-1087. You can look us up online at www.applevalleyfamilymed. We do both in-person and virtual appointments, and we'll be more than happy to help you. So give us a call or look us up online. I hope you guys have an awesome rest of your week, and thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and include a review. Don't forget, you're worth it, and your health is our priority. Tune in for another episode next week, and have a great rest of your week.